Ben Barnes, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be back.
And yes, and this time we're in LA, slightly more glamorous.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're here this time for Prince Caspian,
yes,
Chronicles of Narnia.
I am.
Which, of course, you've got your big role in.
Yes. Yes, my mug is firmly plastered front and centre again. But this time with a nice Christmassy, sparkly blue rinse to it.
Yeah, I was actually looking at the... It's slightly, you know...
I prefer actually this poster though, because it's got so many more of the characters on it. It looks like it's sort of you can really get a feel for the kind of the world for the people who didn't necessarily see it at the cinema.
There was a time when you couldn't walk through a London tube station without seeing your face everywhere.
I know, and I did that, and yet nobody batted an eyelid. No one noticed. I would lean against the posters, sort of coughing loudly and pointing, but nothing.
No, and now it's all changed because everybody recognises you.
All changed now, yeah.
Are you coping with seeing all these fans running up to you now?
Do you know what? It doesn't happen. I mean, I still take the tubes and walk around, and it really doesn't happen as often as you think it might. I get very polite letters. That's
No underwear sent in.
Yeah, this is the problem with doing films in a row with Colin Firth. You kind of assume some of the his very polite fan base, I think.
I spoke to him recently, actually, and he said that he'd been mentoring you, but he was rubbish.
Yes.
He's being absolutely useless.
Well, at least he's being honest about it, which I appreciate.
Well, listen, let's talk a bit about the film, because it's coming out on DVD now.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive DVD as well.
I hope
lots of extras on it.
Yeah. It's a real... It lends itself to being a DVD, this kind of film, I think. The fantasy genre, I just think, works so brilliantly on DVD. Not only is it kind of you get your Blu-ray, which is better than seeing it at the cinema, even. I mean, it's so clean and vivid. But also, a 7-month shoot with magical sets and visual effects and animals and kids and animation and stunt departments and prosthetics departments, and we've got 7 months of footage of all that. So, if you're into, that kind of thing, and DVDs and documentaries and interviews and bloopers and all that, it's pretty packed.
I bet there's a few bloopers on it.
There's a few bloopers on it, yeah.
What was your most embarrassing one?
Do you know what? My most embarrassing one is not on there.
That's a bit lucky, isn't it?
I didn't know whether they think it was appropriate, but I was lying in bed, and the professor comes and puts his hand over my mouth to wake me up, and then sort of drags me out of bed. And there was one take where the director asked his quite attractive assistant to, and so I'm asleep, I'm very vulnerable, I've got my eyes shut, I'm in my covers. And instead of feeling this man's hand, I get these soft woman's lips on my lips, and then she jumps in the bed with me. And the look on my face was priceless, mostly because I thought it was the professor kissing me, which I wasn't going to be too happy about, but you can see the relief in my eyes. But I don't think that made it on. But there are lots of other good ones. Lots of other good ones. A lot of falling over, which is always funny.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slapstick. It's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
It's just back to the old Laurel and Hardy days.
Exactly.
Tell me about working with children and animals. They say never do it. Obviously, William's not really a child now, but there were younger members.
Well. Debatable.
and the animals?
Admittedly
not real animals.
No, a lot of them, the horses, they're real.
Yeah.
When they do what you want them to, it's glorious. And when they don't, it's miserable. When you're trying to, there's nothing worse than trying to get a horse to stand still whilst you say one line and it takes you 3 days,
That's your fault for picking the horses from Ascot. They just used to jump in over those fences.
Yeah.
They're trained.
You see, exactly. They do everything within their power to make it feel as real as possible, with the 3 hours of prosthetic makeup, and the centaurs will be on these power riser stilts, so they'll be at the right height and they can kind of canter in front of you. And obviously, when it comes to the badgers and the mice of this tale... It's more difficult because...
I do love Eddie Izzard as that mouse.
It's brilliant, isn't it? But we didn't know it was going to be him when we were shooting, so I'm talking to a piece of wire with an orange dot on the top, and someone's talking to me from 15 feet off the set, delivering me lines, and I'm forgetting that I'm talking to this and responding to the person who's actually talking to me. So that takes some getting used to, but yeah, nothing more rewarding than seeing that you've done a scene with Eddie Izzard and he's sort of mocking you. It's great.
He's got this great sarcastic flair way about
as
him,
well,
isn't he?
Yeah. Just this good charisma, you know, oozing out of this 2-foot mouse.
So you've got the next one now coming up. Yep. Is production started on that yet?
I think it's underway. They haven't got a start date yet, though, but it'll be, you know, sometime next year.
And this is the Dawn Treader.
The Voyage of the Dawn Treader is the name of the Dawn Treader is the ship that Caspian takes a crew on, and then is joined by the two youngest, Lucy and Edmund, and a new character, Eustace.
So you get to play Jack Sparrow.
I get to play King Caspian. Well. more to the point, but yeah. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Exactly.
Ben, thank you ever so much for joining us. And hey, let's go and enjoy LA.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers. Magic 105.4. Magic 105.4.